Don't look back because the market is closed. Hello, everyone. My name is Kip Herridge. Thanks again for joining us today for our VRA Daily Investing Podcast, where we tell you what happened in the markets today. We tell you briefly, and we also tell you, more importantly, what the VRA investing system is telling us about what is most likely to happen going forward. Let's get right to it today. The Dow Jones, very similar to what we've seen the last 3 days on trade war with China concerns. The Dow opened sharply lower. Within the first hour, trading was down over 400 points. We closed today down 287 points, down just over 1% at 24,700, following with losses roughly less than half of that amount, less than half that percentage, was the S&P 500, closing down fractionally to 0.40% at 2,762. The NASDAQ was down just 0.28%, also rallying strongly throughout the day. At one point, it was down over 1.2%. NASDAQ closed today down 21 at 7,725. And once again, our leader, the Russell 2000, up on the day, clawed back all of its opening day losses, clawed back to finish up 0.06%, fractionally higher at 1,693. Folks, if you've been joining us here, either here through our podcast or through our free blog at kipherridge.com, you know that we've been bullish all year. Following the January 29th sell-off, we nailed the lows that occurred within about 2 weeks of the initial China-U.S. Trump trade tariff concerns, and we've been buyers all along. But again, if you've been listening to us, we told you just over a week ago that the markets had reached extreme overbought levels on the VRA investing system, and it was a time for some prudence, a time to be patient. Well, we believe the sell-off is most likely over at this point. We've not reached oversold levels, anything like that. But the strength of this market, the strength of the decline of the advance that we've seen so far has been so powerful with internals that continue to tell us that this market wants to continue moving higher. We believe at this point any sell-off should be bought. When your market leaders are the Russell 2000, small caps, and NASDAQ, which are technology, momentum, these are all growth-related names. When these sectors are your leadership, it tells you that you are almost certainly in a very bullish market. Remember, the biggest loser has been the Dow Jones, which is the most trade-centric of all indexes, of the major indexes. For example, we see Caterpillar is in the Dow Jones. John Deere is in the Dow Jones, just to name a couple. Boeing is in the Dow Jones. These are all companies that are most heavily impacted by any trade war that may take place with China. We'll cover that more in just a moment. Let's talk about some more important internals we saw today that continue to point to the fact that this correction, this pause, is likely to be very limited. The VIX today, after ratcheting higher, closed up about 8% at 13.35. We're simply not seeing a lot of fear in that. The short-term trading index, or the trend, spiked it open to 2.10, which is quite high. But again, that tells you there's panic in the air. The trend closed today below one. So these are all the signs that we see in a market that wants to bottom. It's much more important what happens in the market in the final hour of trading than it is in the opening hour of trading. The final hour of trading is called the smart money trading hour for a reason. The put-call ratio today just never got any juice whatsoever. Closed, never got above one today. Closed today at 0.83. So we're just not seeing any real signs of panic. The point being, this is quite a bit different from what we saw back in January when we saw the initial China-U.S. Trump trade war concerns. We're not seeing that level of fear. That tells us that this decline, this pause, this correction is almost certainly going to be much more tame in comparison. For those that are following what's happening in China closely, and we do here, China's getting their head handed to them. The mainland Chinese stocks have been really destroyed here, now down 40% from their highs of less than 3 years ago, down 40%. Today, or overnight, I should say, more than 1,000 mainland China stocks on the trail in the Shanghai Stock Exchange were down 10% limit. That's the most that they allow them to drop before they just shut down trading in those names. So the point being, this Trump sees this as what's happening here. Obviously, China and their leadership sees what's happening here. Folks, they also have to know what happened to China. Again, with China having right now a debt-to-GDP ratio of 250%, they have to know what happened to Japan when Japan threatened the United States with economic domination back in the 80s and 90s. When the U.S. finally woke up and decided to take Japan on like we're taking China on now, it resulted in a 19-year bear market in the Japanese real estate market, 19-year bear market, and their Nikkei Dow dropped 75% from its highs. So this is something that China is very aware of. They do not want a trade war with the United States. We do not see that as even a possibility. Again, we are big buyers of these dips. Today, the internals were negative, but only slightly so. We've now had 12 of 15 days with VRA investing system internals have been positive. That's a big bullish sign. We also see right now the VRA investing system shows 10 of 12 screens continue to be bullish. These are our proprietary screens that tell us that stocks must continue to be bought. 10 of 12 screens bullish is highly bullish. Finally today, oil closed at $64.93, down about just over 1%. Gold closed at $1,277 an ounce, down $2.60 an ounce. Silver closed down fractionally at $16.31 an ounce. And the 10-year continues to retreat in yield, with the yield now down to 2.89%. We see no concerns there whatsoever. Folks, that's it for today. Thanks for joining us. Until tomorrow, have a great night.